older French people, do they feel set apart from the younger people who don't speak French anymore? Do they feel?
I don't think so.
Most of them just go ahead and
I think, like you were saying, it's their fault that the younger people don't know how to speak French anyway, because they should have seen to it that the child would learn.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was convenient for my mother. She learned how to, she spoke English, she speaks English, and she didn't take the time. She knew my grandmother was having difficulty speaking English to me, but yet she didn't, you know, she didn't urge me to learn French.
Mm-hmm.
So really, we can't blame ourselves, and we can't blame the younger children, you know? It's like the group around my mother's age that you can really say, well, they didn't push to teach the children French.
Does this French that they're learning in school, is it the sort of Parisian French? Is it the standard French they teach you in school, or are they going ahead and teaching what people around here speak?
Oh, from what I understand, from what I've seen, I have a little niece that's taken it, and we see that they're going back to it now, because I have a niece that's in Catholic school in home, and she's in the fourth grade, and she's learning French, and they didn't offer that.
Is she learning the Louisiana
and it's
French?
No, it's not. Oh. It's more the Parisian French, you know, the proper French. Because it does differ. We were discussing it one day, and my sister-in-law says, well, I thought this was this, you know, but it isn't, you know, and they were explaining it in a book. So it is different.
It seems to me they ought to just teach them, just get a few native speakers of French, you know, and teach just what's spoken in this area.
Well, I wish I would have learned. Like I say, I know a few things, but I can't carry a conversation, you know.
Can you understand the conversation?
I can understand very little. Really, very little, and that's it, much to my regret.
Yeah.
I wish I could, you know. I was a telephone operator when I first got out of high school, and I was always afraid that I'd get a French-speaking person. Of course, I could always turn over to somebody else, you know, if I did, but I never did have any difficulty. But I know of some of the girls that did get, you know, the real French-speaking people that they could help them out. Of course, that's getting, you know, less and less now.
Yeah. You talk about the calls to animals. Do you ever hear what would you say to a mule or horse to get them to turn left or right?
I wouldn't know.
What about to get them started? You tell them?
Giddy up.
Okay. And to stop them?
Whoa.
And to make them back up? And the inside part of the cherry, the part that you don't eat, you call that?
Pit.
Okay. What about in a peach?
Stone.
And you know that part inside the stone? You know, if you...
The heart?
Okay. And the kind of peach that you have to cut the stone out of.
What you mean, a freestone?
Okay, what other kind? It's freestone and then there's...
I don't know.
Is it easy or hard to get the stone out of a freestone?
I don't know. A freestone is a freestone peach. It doesn't have a stone. That's all I get is
it
a freestone peach in a can. The stone's gone already.
Okay. What about the part of the apple that you don't eat?
The core?
And if you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making...
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of snits?
Mm-mm.
And what kind of nuts grow around here?
Nuts? Mm-hmm. Pecans. Pecans, that's all I can think of.
What about a kind of nut that... What kinds of nuts would you use if you were making cookies or something?
Pecans.
What else? What kinds could you buy at the store?
Oh, walnuts.
Mm-hmm.